Hi, welcome back to Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney alongside. Momentarily, we will be joined, we trust, by Ralph Sampson. Assuming that's going to be the case, Frank, why don't you go ahead and do the introduction of the big number 50?
Well, Stick, as he was affectionately called by so many people on grounds, was born in 1960 up in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He grew to be 7 feet 4 inches tall. He appeared on the front cover of Sports Illustrated 6 times in about a 4-year period. He was a 3-time NCAA Player of the Year at UVA. He was a number 1 overall draft pick in the 1983 draft by the Houston Rockets. He was even NBA Rookie of the Year in 1984, 4-time NBA All-Star. He played for 4 NBA teams, most notably the Rockets, Golden State Warriors, Sacramento Kings, and the Washington Bullets. Impressive NBA career averages of 15.4 points a game, 8.8 rebounds a game, 2.3 assists a game, 1.6 blocks a game. Played 10 seasons in the NBA, retiring at the age of 32, really due to knee injuries. Very popular on the grounds at UVA, and I certainly enjoyed having gone to so many of his games, if not every single one of them. And Ralph, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, probably very visible around the grounds, you know. But Ralph, Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, we appreciate you joining us. We thought we would start by just maybe asking you a little bit about your relationship with Terry Holland. It goes back a long way, and I know it's a special relationship. So tell our listeners about Coach Holland.
Well, I mean, what do you say about a man that's his caliber is one of a kind? You know, it's very special to me. World renowned, very special to the University of Virginia. The absolute best person, human being, coach with him, along with my high school coach that I probably ever had. I mean, I had the best of both worlds from high school. And I had the best of both worlds from the college coaches and all the coaches that coached at UVA. But Coach Holland was the quintessential champion of all champions as far as coaches are concerned in my mind, but also people. His wife and family and girls, whatever. There's none like it. There will never be another like it at UVA or anywhere else.
Well, that's still the way I always remember him, and I'm glad that relationship was so meaningful for you. Ralph, you know, everybody talks about recruiting these days and how crazy it is and the internet and all these things. I remember distinctly being just a few years ahead of you at UVA. I remember the recruiting war that took place where everybody in the nation was fighting for you and trying to get you to sign that letter of commitment. Tell us a little bit about what it was like being up in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and having all those coaches coming after you every single day.
Well, first of all, Harrisonburg actually has, we've been talking to some of the football coaches that are new there now. They have a couple of players up there football-wise that can go anywhere in the country, and I think they're recruiting as well. Harrisonburg is one of them places where, you know, it's a very good place to raise children. Great quality people, work ethic-wise. And just a good quality of life. I tell anybody in the world that, you know, the Shenandoah Valley, where I'm from, the mountains and the air and the trees blooming in the fall, whatever, there's nothing like it that you will ever see. Mm-hmm. And having that background even today is very special to me, so it was definitely special back then. But the recruiting wars, you know, at that stage of the game, because of the way it was structured, you know, like I said, I had a very good high school coach. I was able to be a normal high school student. And my high school coach took the brunt of everything, and nobody could really talk to me. I had coaches all over the world, countrywide, at games. We played in front of 10,000 people sometimes. We played R.E. Lee in Charlottesville at a playoff game. University Hall was filled in high school. We played some of our games at James Madison University when they had the old Godwin Hall. They were filled. So I had a ball. Growing up in Harrisonburg with my parents, my sisters, and my coaches and family and friends, but I was able to be a normal high school student. But, you know, again, this is me looking back and looking into that situation. Now that I look back, you can see the impact that you may have had at that point in time, because you had you know, every coach in the country at high school games. And my mom and dad enjoyed it. My coaches enjoyed it. But, you know, we set up the Ralph's rules, and my high school coach did that. They couldn't talk to me. They could call a certain time, and they can send letters and all that. But we set up these rules where, you know, it was pretty good for us. Because I wanted my high school experience.
Well, that, you know, it's important, and I think people don't recall. I was recruited prior to you, Ralph, and back in those days, there really weren't any restrictions on the coaches per se. So it was really a beneficial thing to you that your high school coach imposed those restrictions to kind of protect you a little bit. But I guess, from the Virginia standpoint, what was it about the University of Virginia that, when you came down to making that decision, you ended up coming to Charlottesville?
Well, you know, you had the first question you asked me about Coach Allen. I mean, that was probably the biggest, the number one decision that made me make the decision. I mean, it was close to home, and I mean, people know I made my visit there. If Kentucky would have asked me at that point in time, I probably would have went to Kentucky because of the visit that you had there, but also, again, having that good solid background with my mom and dad. That, you know, say, you know, when you wait a little bit, relax, think about it a little bit, and make the correct decision. And I made the correct decision. So between being the factor of Coach Holland and then being close to home, being in the ACC, having the opportunity to play with Jeff Jamp, Lee Raker, Jeff Jones, Terry Gates, Craig Robinson, Othell Wilson, Ricky Stokes, and that crew, which they, you know, Othell Ricky wasn't there, this was my first year. But have a nucleus of players that I could go in and be complimentary to and with, to play with, and have a chance to build something special were all factors in me going to Virginia.
You know, Ralph, there were a lot of great moments in U-Haul, and I recall reading somewhere that your record as a player at Virginia, you were 50-2 at U-Haul, which is just unbelievable. No wonder we fought so hard to get tickets. You know, one game I'll never forget, I believe it was Super Bowl Sunday maybe, y'all were playing Ohio State, and Herb Williams and Clark Kellogg and all those guys came into U-Haul, and almost from the get-go, you blitzed them, and the team was making great passes to you, and before you knew it, it was over before it started, and so many dunks, and including one in which I can't remember, maybe Jones threw an alley-oop and it got a little high, might even hit the backboard, and you caught it on the deflection off the backboard and dunked it, and the whole, I think the roof off U-Haul almost exploded.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Well, that's one of the memorable games. One thing I remember about that game is the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, I twisted my ankle, actually.
Wow.
And Doc McHugh and Joe Geek and Sue Halstead took me in the back. And I told him I wanted to play. I didn't know how bad it was at that point that I wanted to play. So they added some more tape to it. And I went out, and I think I had 40 or 50 points. I don't exactly know how many at that point in time. I know we won the game. But, again, I had a great Jeff Jones and Lee Raker and Jeff Lamb and those guys around me that, you know, were great players. I wanted to play, you know, NBA, overseas, or wherever. And while I was out, obviously, even Lewis Lattimore came in and played center and did an admirable great job. And I got back on the court, and then, you know, I was so pumped up, ready to go, that, you know, ankle injury, whatever was going on, wasn't going to stop me from playing. And then, you know, I had one of my better games. So those were fun times. And, you know, we played people like that, Louisville and the Georgetown and people like that all the time, where, you know, if you're going to play the game, you got to get up and play. But coming to University Hall, you know, with our house. So,
well,
you know,
and
we always wanted to win.
Excuse me, Ralph. And of course, a lot of the memories of the fans from back in those days were some of the Carolina games. And you think about Perkins, Worthy, Jordan, and the spectacular teams that they had. And those were instant classics. If ESPN had those back in those days, what are your memories of some of the Carolina games?
Well, I mean, you know, if people ask me memories about certain games, whatever, I remember the Georgetown game vaguely. I remember the Ohio State games vaguely. You know, I just remember, like I said, coming in University Hall and anybody coming in there, who it was, having the ability to just play there. It's a very special place to me. And I think a very special place to, you know, And the opponents coming in there had to come in amongst a very good UVA crowd and play their best to win, which rarely ever happens. So playing against Carolina, playing against the best, Worthy, Perkins, Georgia, again, understand that, I mean, me and Worthy are the same class, the high school class. And so we've been playing against each other and with each other in high school also games throughout. So it became a very special moment for me just to play against them, those guys, whatever, and to have a team to compete, because even today, you know, I get fans and people and friends, whatever. So I remember the North Carolina games, and we hated you. And, okay, well, we hated y'all too, so, you know, it makes sense. So, yeah.
Well, those were fun days. What about the NBA career? You know, you certainly first draft pick taken back in Houston and Rookie of the Year that year. You must have some nice friendships and memories from the NBA as well.
Well, again, I think any athlete that plays professional sports, high sports, or college sports, no matter what level you play at, it's not simply of the game itself or the games itself, because that, you know, what anybody said, it's very grueling and it takes a lot of toll on the mind and the body sooner or later. But it is the friendships, it is the camaraderie, it is the art of war that you go into those battles with a bunch of guys, and you come out and you have some successes. So I look at all the successes to some extent, but also look at, most important, the lifelong friendships that I've created throughout playing. But, you know, more importantly, it's not just the players that you play with, it's the fans that you touch sooner or later, yep, that remember you. You might not know them or you might not see them, but even today, if I'm at UVA or at a Houston Rocket game or even Atlanta Hawks or where it might be, now I can go to people's little games or whatever. Some of the ushers are still there. That were there, or the security officers are still there that played when I played. They've gotten older, obviously, now, but some of them are still there, can remember back then, and you remember their faces. And at that point in time, they said, wow, you guys were awesome when you played, and it's not like it was back then. So those are becoming much more special today than even playing the game.
Ralph, a few years back, they closed U Hall and they opened John Paul Jones Arena. Like so many diehard fans, I was there the day that they closed down U-Haul, and it was exciting to see you there with Terry Holland and Barry Parkhill and Brian Stith and all the cast of characters. They had the whole court was ringed with players. Would you consider that one of your favorite memories in Charlottesville?
Well, it may not be the number one. The number one favorite memory is graduating on a rainy day on the lawn. That's probably my most fondest memory as I look back, but you know, it's always a when you close a building like University Hall and never to play there again, and you have your memory there, you know, you never want to see those days come to pass. So, as sad as it may have been, and as glad as may it be to open up a new arena, you know, those memories will last forever. And University Hall is a special place in a lot of people's hearts. So it was a fun time and a good experience. And I think it is very evident that, you know, the history of University Hall and then having to transition to a John Paul Jones Arena, and the magnitude of that arena has right now as far as the quality and how it's built and how well it's built, it's the best arena in the country, bar none, on the college campus. So, you know, I think that what has laid the land even before me, with Barry Parkhill and the Wally Walkers and all the people as well, and Buddy Wilkins, and way before that, laid the foundation to have a building like John Paul Jones Arena. So I look at it that way.
Yeah, I guess we're looking forward to having the success in JPJ that you and others had in University Hall, and I certainly feel that your teams during those early 80 period were the best teams in Virginia basketball history, but I think you'd agree that hopefully there are future teams under Tony Bennett's leadership that will even exceed the success that you all had and get back to a Final Four and win a national championship one of these days. Now, Ralph, earlier you told me you're doing a lot of work with young kids now, so maybe you could just tell our listeners exactly what you're doing to give back at this stage to the community.
Well, you know, I'm going to reiterate something right there, and it kind of transcends into what I'm doing now, but, you know, Tony Bennett, wish him all the best. I never met the man, don't really know a lot about him and all that kind of stuff as well, but, you know, to bring back the you know, I don't think you can bring back the year that we played, or I can't bring back the year that Wally Walker played, whatever. I think it's a new era, a new day at John Paul Jones Arena and University of Virginia. But I do understand the game of basketball a lot and the business side of it as well now that I look at it and been in it for a while. UVA has to create, and I think, you know, it's not been done yet, but, you know, maybe it will be one of these days. The aura of dominance that it is not only just on the court but off the court. And at the football may be doing that now. You got a new coach in football, new coach in basketball. Maybe it's going to change. Time will tell. We'll see. But when you look at a Carolina, as bad as they were this year, you know, as far as an ACC and an NIT tournament, you know, they still had some horses that could play, but they haven't played together. You know, as good as Duke was this year, winning the Final Four, whatever, as a team, they got a system. And I tell people all the time, you know, you look at the Lakers, look at Phil Jackson, you look at what he's done in the NBA, obviously he had great players. He won with the same triangle offense with Michael Jordan that he won with Kobe Bryant. And so if you build a system at UVA, a system of success, and you support that, you will get players that come and support it, but you also got to reach back to the old players and build that system around that, because success leads and breeds success. So in that, I've taken that type of methodology with me and learning from Coach Holland and my Hoskins coach into the world I'm in now, and my passion and desire is to help children go to college. So I work with them academically. I work with them athletically. I try to build a game plan for them with what I call MAP, Motivation, Attitude, and Plan, which is a notebook that I have. And I talk to them every day in high schools or colleges or whatever to try to build their plan to success so they can be successful on and off the basketball court.
Well, Ralph, that is admirable. We've certainly enjoyed having you with us tonight. We wish you the best of luck. Hope to hear back from you here maybe in the fall just before next season. And let's stay in touch. And thank you for joining us on Who's Talking.
I appreciate you guys. Good luck with the show. It sounds like it's fun. And I appreciate your time. And go Who's, and everybody out there, you know, support the UVA sports and athletics, but also support the academic side of things. So that's the most important thing out there.
Absolutely. Ralph Sampson, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll go to break and come back with our last segment of the evening momentarily.